Hi, welcome Welcome to the World According to Velvet. This is Velvet reporting live from Rocks and Things Metaphysical. Sorry I'm a little late this morning. I had an unexpected adventure this morning. I talked on the radio about my dog passing away. Well, you know, the circle of life continues. And I was just given a gift. It's a dog, and it's a beagle dog. I've always wanted a beagle dog, and it's pretty exciting to think that I'm going to have a new adventure now. But I'm not going to talk about the beagle because we have already talked about dogs and how dog is God, spelled backwards. And anyway, so today I don't have anybody here to join me except for Rudy, and Rudy might talk later, Rudy the dog. Because I guess these beagles are pretty vocal, and I didn't quite realize that. So he might talk later. So I was kind of preparing a little bit for the show today in case nobody showed up. And kind of what I coming, or not see coming because it's obvious it's happening, is there's a lot of astrological things happening in the next week or so. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to talk a little bit about the water element and fear, and then we'll just see what comes up. So as I was kind of preparing this morning, we have a full moon in about 3 days, and a full moon at 0 degrees Aquarius. And so from my teacher, what I learned is when a planet is at 0 degrees, it is the ultimate expression of that sign. So this new moon in Aquarius is significant in that it is the penultimate expression of the Aquarius energy. And the Aquarius energy, as I understand it, is like that. Of the revolutionary, the evolutionary, not just revolution to fight against. That's kind of not a, that's kind of a negative expression of Aquarians to fight against. But the more than that, it is to be 100% authentic and do what you're here to do, no matter what anybody around you is saying or doing. And so that is a really good, what do you call it? Intention to set for this new moon in that you have the courage and the grit to be who you are. And the other thing about this new moon is that, you know, first of all, it starts a 28-day cycle, and it'll give us the opportunity to fully work with the Aquarian energy, which there are some period people that would say, by definition, that means that we as individuals creatively express our individual essence in service to the whole. Because the Aquarian energy is also about the collective. It's about the human collective. And for thousands of years, the human collective has suppressed the free expression of the individual. And with this new moon, there are big things stirring as to us rebelling, or not rebelling, because I think that's a fight against word. It is more us standing up and being who we're here to be. So the other thing about that is Mars is in Pisces, and it's conjunct Neptune, and that is square to Saturn in Sagittarius. And as I've talked before, I'm a little obsessed with the Saturn and Sag to kind of understand what that is really going to be about. You know, we're going to have Saturn and Sagittarius for 2 years, a little longer this time, I think. Sometimes it's in a sign longer. And Saturn and Sagittarius is the opportunity for us to look at any black and white thinking we have, any dogmatic thinking, any way that we have not connected, first of all, with what it means to be human, as well as integrating what it means to be a spirit in human form, and to point the way for those who can't or can't or won't be authentically who they are and connect to that human spirit in human form. So that's square Mars in Pisces. Some people think Mars in Pisces is kind of a do-nothing sign, but because I always think of the Mars energy as getting for us what we value, Mars in Pisces is kind of a part of us, or it will hit our charts and support us in standing up it from a place of faith and trust, because that is kind of the Neptunian Piscean trait, is this ability to be connected and know and have faith in the future, faith in ourselves. Again, and there's some people who struggle with this right now, faith even in humanity. And so I'm really excited about this new moon. I'm really, what I've noticed, the more I know about astrology, of course, you know, they say the less you know. But what I notice about knowing more is I get to witness these patterns and I get to tweak my understanding of what it really means. So a year from now, I might be saying something different. But for right now, how I understand it is this Mars energy in Pisces will help us stand up for a new dream for the collective. It will help us flow with what comes at us. So, you know, you think of Mars as the warrior, I do anyway, and kind of that martial energy. What I see Mars in Pisces is sort of like the warrior that practices a Eastern tradition like Aikido, where you flow, you let the flow of life, you move with the flow of life, and you don't resist anything. And that, I'm going to work on that energy now, because I think I have resisted the flow of life a lot. And so Mars is conjunct my sun, and then it'll be conjunct my moon, and then it'll be conjunct my Chiron, and then it'll be conjunct my Jupiter. So I have a good while to experience this flow of the divine and see how well I can roll with the waves. So that to you to investigate what that means for you. So the other thing that I would like to talk a little bit about is the water element. Speaking of Pisces and Neptune. So Neptune is the ruler of water. It also, Neptune also rules earthquakes too. Okay, so there, who knows, there may be some shaking going on. But oops, Rudy just had a bit of an accident. Sorry, Rudy. I lost my train of thought. Speaking of water flowing, water just flowed in here. Rudy is in the process of learning how to be a shop dog. I think we're in for a little bit of a learning process. But anyway, the water element in Chinese medicine rules the kidneys and the bladder, the adrenals, and the sex organs, okay? When our kidneys are balanced, we are in a place of flow. You know, we are not in fear. If fear arises, we sink our adrenals into the deep wisdom of our kidneys and we move towards what's coming instead of resisting again. When we're out of balance, we're in a place of fear. So right now, with all the astrological things going on, we really have a great opportunity to practice watching when fear comes up and not resisting it. Sinking your adrenals into your kidney, open your heart, and see what that fear is trying to tell you. In Chinese medicine, what I decided a couple years ago that was important was when fear came up, I needed to listen. Okay, I needed to hear what was happening. In Chinese medicine, the water element rules the ears, okay? And it's about hearing. And so when I feel fear, rather than react to it, I try to just take a moment and hear what's happening. You know, and it can be the wind, It can be my own voice. It could be what somebody else is saying to me. And when I don't hear, I miss out on a great opportunity. The other thing about the water element and fear is that when we feel fear, we can sink our adrenals into the deep wisdom of our kidneys, and we can tune in to the wisdom of our ancestors, who I think it's in our genes right now, access our ancestors who've made it through world change times. Okay, we are in a world change time. I don't think there's any disagreement about that. And so every one of us who is on this planet at this time in human form has an ancestor who lived through a world change time. And there is a lot of lore, you might say, about, and not lore, there's a lot of clues in stories from all over the world on how people made it through. And one storyteller who came to Whitefish said that during a world change time, the earth sends her energy to the surface of the earth, and those who can hear are guided and protected. And so we have to be able to hear the song of the earth, and we'll be guided on what we're supposed to do. So listening, we can hear the voices of our ancestors. We can hear the voices of the earth. All we have to do is listen. So the other thing that I feel like I need to talk a little bit about is I had a dream. I didn't know it at the time, but I really think this dream is very much tied to the water element. So I had a dream that I was in this house where there were snakes all around me, okay, and I was afraid. And in reaction to the snakes, there was somebody with me, and she told me that I could, drive the snakes away. I could protect myself if I poured ice water onto the tail of the snakes. So there was this big, long snake that I at first thought was a rattlesnake, and this snake was bias. There were snakes everywhere, under the cushions, under the chairs, under the beds. And she poured ice water on the tail of the snake. And the snakes can't run, but if a snake could run, it ran away. And then at the same time that snake left, there was another snake that came towards us. And it kind of reared up like it was going to strike, and then it turned into a woman with short blonde hair, and she had a straw, and she was blowing poisonous darts at me. And she told me she was blowing them at me because I was afraid, and that if she wouldn't even be able to find me if I wasn't afraid. And so the next thing I knew, I had grabbed her by the ears. Now, this is where I started thinking about this. This is tied to the water element. I grabbed her by the ears, and now this isn't very pretty, but I bashed her head trying to get her to pass out. You know, it wasn't my intent to kill her, but my intent was to get her to pass out. And I don't really know what that has to do with the water element, but the idea that I grabbed her by the ears, water element, she would only blow darts at me because I was afraid. She didn't bother with the other woman because the other woman was not afraid. So, let me see, what else? Sorry, I had a little Rudy accident. I'll post pictures of Rudy on Facebook in a little bit so you can all see him. He's really cute, but he's a puppy. So what I really got is that the snakes were, the energy of transformation. They are, as I understand it, the Kundalini energy. And in China, in Kundalini yoga, when your kundalini arises, one of the things they tell you to do to help your body handle the heat is take cold showers and let the cold, the ice cold water run along your spine. So that was the snake on. And then the other thing that I found, or this is my interpretation, is that when the woman was blowing the poisonous darts at me, basically what I got from that was when there's fear in my body, then that kundalini energy becomes poisonous to me. Or in other words, my body can't handle it. And so I haven't really had time to sit with this since I had my dream, but obviously there's something I'm afraid of. And I have an opportunity to look at that, because if I don't look at it, it can become poisonous. My fear will end up being my downfall. And so, you know, that's kind of serious, but I'm not afraid to look at my shadows, so let's just see what I'm afraid of. So then the other thing that is along with the what's happening right now is that Mercury goes retrograde on the 21st. So we have the new moon on the 20th, and then we have a Mercury retrograde at, I think it's 16 degrees Aquarius on the 21st, and then it stays retrograde until the 11th. So Mercury in Aquarius it's a good placement. If you have Mercury in Aquarius, it denotes a high intellect. It can also, you know, like you can almost be a genius. I have Mercury in Aquarius, but I have it right conjunct my Saturn. And so the first astrologer, whoever brought this to my awareness, told me that I am a slow genius. I have brilliant thoughts, but they have to be slowed down enough for me to bring them into form. So what I get the sense with this Mercury retrograde is there's going to be a rewiring of our brain. There's one astrologer who says when Mercury goes retrograde, what it does, it moves from the left hemisphere of the brain to the right hemisphere of the brain. And the right hemisphere of the brain is our intuitive side. I am not 100% sure what it's going to look like, and I would imagine that's Rudy. I'm not 100% sure what that's going to look like, but I get the sense that, you know, is it going to create new neural pathways so that we can be more authentic? Is it going to create new neural pathways so that we can think outside the box? I think all of that is very possible. And just depending on where you have your, where Aquarius is in your chart, that's going to be the place, perhaps, where it's going to impact you. So and if I'm correct, I think that Mercury will retrograde back to 0 degrees. So it'll retrograde back to that very authentic Aquarian energy. So one thing that the Aquarians really have to worry about, or not worry about, just be aware of, is that they can be in their heads. They can be in their heads and not in their heart. And they're dangerous to humanity when they're not in their hearts. There are some theories that say, it's a friend of mine and I who kind of developed this theory that Aquarians are people who have their Mercury and air signs without a lot of water. They don't have any empathy, or they have less empathy, and they're more likely to become psychopathic. So I think humans by design are empathetic. I think we are designed to be empathetic for our survival. And when we, as a collective, okay, but when we do not have empathy, we only think about ourselves and we don't feel or understand how our actions impact others. So I think that this next 3 weeks has amazing opportunities to be more authentic, to feel, get out of your head, feel, use your intuition, your intuition and your instincts to see how you need to respond to what life is bringing to you, to the ways of life. So like the Mars in Pisces, this is just my perspective, probably wrong, but I like looking at it as an archetype, that Mars in Pisces is giving us the opportunity to flow with our lives, to be awake to everything that's happening to us, and seize the opportunities and live life large. All right, I have a dog issue I got to go take care of, so this is Velvet reporting live from Rocks and Things Medicine. Okay, bye-bye.